More innovation from Explora in smartwatches for kids. Welcome back to Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. With us from Explora is CEO Sten Kirkback. Hi, Sten.
Hi, my pleasure to be here today.
Well, congratulations on the work you've been doing to help parents stay connected with their children, give them peace of mind, and your focus on healthy kids as well. Give us a little background first off, Sten, about the company.
Oh, yes, definitely I would do that. And probably fair to say that I have four kids myself. So it's an area I know a little about. And my kids currently is age from 9 to 17. But of course, this venture started some years ago. And really, it came about because, first of all, I would like to be able to reach my kids if I had to. But still, I wouldn't really like to buy them an advanced smartphone. So that was one kind of pain point as a parent I had. What product might that be? And the second was that I just saw that my kids became, as all their friends and everyone in all countries, become less and less active and spend more and more time in front of a screen, which is pain point number two. So I thought, wouldn't it be great to develop a product that could resolve those two issues, to allow parents to be able to reach their kids in a good way without having to buy them a smartphone, and try to create content that really would incentivize the kids to be a little bit more active and have a little bit less screen time. So that's really what drive this innovation and had us to start the company.
And you've had several generations of these Explora smartwatches for kids out. They incorporate phone technology, cell phone technology, so parents can stay in touch and even see where their kids are, even if they're not talking with them. And you've got some new models coming out, the X6 Play and the X6 Pro for the U.S. market. Tell us about the focus and the features here.
Yeah, so if I divide that into two way of answer that question, I think the first thing is that we have seen from doing research from most markets, US including, is that we see that there's a couple of core functionalities that is always top on the list. Like you mentioned, it's the ability to give them a phone call, it's the ability to send them messages, and for example, to see their location. That's all the foundations, and that is all what is triggering this peace of mind for the parents. However, it's also very important that the kids would like to use these products themselves, so we also need to incentivize the kids. And that's where we have seen that if we can gamify the whole concept of having them to stay more active, compete with their friends, and have some gamified elements on the watches, that is really what is triggering the kids to really would like to use the watch every single day. And that is one of the key differences now from our previous generation and our new upcoming X6, both the Play and the Pro, is that we have made it slightly more advanced that basically enable us to provide more content for the kids on those watches.
Does that mean you're widening the age range that the watches are intended for?
That's actually a very good question. In theory, yes, I would say, because it allows us to optimize the watch design a little bit more to slightly gear toward a little bit more youth audience. But also, as I mentioned, we can bring some more content on the watch that also could trigger the slightly more youth kid. What we see now is that our target group is from 4 to 10, and our biggest user group is the age 7 age until 9. But to your point, with this new content and with the new model, we would assume that it would be a slightly also older age group.
What makes these watches attractive to parents? What are the reasons that they give you for choosing the Explora line?
Yeah, in general, from our competitors, or in general from a smartwatch for kids?
To both, really, but and what separates you from competitors? Because there are some, people can go on Amazon and find anything, or they can spend hundreds and hundreds and go to an Apple store too, right?
So. Yeah, exactly. So I think on the first thing, what really drive this to be a very compelling proposition for parents is, like I mentioned initially, that if we, our research around the world, really from US to Germany, UK, and so on, say that roughly 70 to 80% of all parents are saying that, you know, I would really like something allowing me to call my kids, ideally not being a smartphone, because we see this growing concern with parents having kids in the age group 5, 6, 7, 8 and upwards, saying that, you know, all my friends have something, and also they see that, you know, having a smartphone is really a super sophisticated computer allowing kids to browse online, social media. There is a lot of growing concern with cyberbullying and accessing content that kids really shouldn't be allowed or could access. So I think that is the number one trigger for parents. We have something allowing them to call their kids, but only if they provide in the contact list this number that the kid should be allowed to call, no one else. We have removed everything related to accessing internet, social media, et cetera, which is also a big pain point for parents. So I think that is the one driver. And the other one is, like I mentioned, that a big problem is that our last survey said that kids in this age group spend 6 hours in front of a screen, that being a television, their parents' iPads or computer or smartphone. And that's a lot of hours during the day. So giving them a smartphone, it just provides them with just another screen to consume even more time. So I think that that's the two very key reasons why parents find this compelling.
And you make it easy for parents to control who can call and who their child can be in touch with, even through messages, right?
Yeah. What parents need to do when they buy the product, they need to activate the SIM connectivity, and then they need to do some basic setups in the application. One of those actions is to define the contact list for the kids. What we see is a lot of parents, of course, a mom, dad, maybe an older sister, brother, grandparents, and so on. And only those defined numbers and contact lists will be allowed to call the watch. And also the child is only allowed to call those number from the watch. Even if you get the kid's phone number, it will be blocked from our server, from the platform. Even if you have the number, it will not be allowed to go into the kids if you're not on the list.
Tell us about the pricing and availability for the X6 Play and the X6 Pro. These are a little bit higher priced than what you've had out before, right?
Yeah. A couple of reasons for that. One is that in general, all component prices, et cetera, has gone up. And for that reason, we have also had to increase some of the prices on our end. As well as we would like, our strategy has always been to have two different price points in the market, one entry level price point and one slightly more premium, which is also the strategy we are following now, having one entry level price point in the US market from XGO 3. And when we're now launching the more premium model, the X6 Play, to a slightly higher price point. But overall, all component prices has been part of the reason why prices also on our end has gone up.
And some of the key differences between these and say your latest entry model, the XGO 3?
Yeah, so we tend to follow a similar pattern as most are familiar with from smart phones. So the premium version will have a better screen, high resolution, more crisp screen. It will have a better audio capacity, so better speaker. It will also have a high resolution on the camera. So a lot of the same differences you typically will see on a smartphone. More storage space, better camera, better screen, and a better processor. So even quicker processing power. And then, of course, like I mentioned initially as well, on our premium models, the X6 Play and X6 Pro, we're then also emphasizing even more on the content and service side. So we have more option on those products to download applications. So the kids can optimize a little bit more with ringtones, background images, slightly more gamified the applications and so on. One other thing actually that we are introducing now and going forward is also going into the educational element when it comes to content. Because as I mentioned, we would avoid this to be just another piece of device to consume more screen time. And that's why we have been very thoughtful about what types of content would we like to have on our platform. And one of those things are geared toward educational elements. So we have application focus on having kids to learn things, not in the traditional school way of learning, but for example, emphasizing learn more about animals, dinosaurs, countries, and so on in a more engaged and fun way.
A lot of the focus with some of the apps before has been on fitness, right? And getting kids to get up and move. And there's even a giving back element to this.
Yeah, that's actually a very, very good point. And like I mentioned, I have four kids myself. And one of the things we studied a lot when we started to develop the product was that how can we get kids to move more and what should the goal be? And a lot of European countries have this goal, at least you should move 10,000 steps per day, which is really a bare minimum. But what we saw was even kids do not have that bare minimum of activity. So we also set that as a goal for our product. And we have good data now telling us that we have roughly 130,000 kids engaging with our activity platform. And what we have seen is that our users not using our activity platform have roughly 7,500 steps per day. However, the kids that have signed up to be part of our GoPlay activity platform are actually reaching this minimum 10,000 steps per day. So with our GoPlay platform, you can join different activity campaigns, you can compete with your friends, with your kids, and achieve these goals. And once they can do that in a fun, gamified way, we also then see that their activity level moves from 7,500 to almost 10,000 steps per day. And if you accumulate that over 365 days, it becomes a huge difference throughout a year.
Very cool stuff. So let me ask you this. How do you balance what the right size is for the smartwatches for kids? Because, you know, the parents may look at this and say, wow, that might be too big for my child. So what do you say in trying to balance out getting the technology in there and making it usable by kids?
Yeah, that's a very good and difficult question. And the straightforward answer, it's slightly driven from a tech perspective, because we need to have some components in the watch to make it. We need to have a screen, an antenna, a battery, a processor, etc. And we also know that we have to have minimum one full day of battery capacity. And if you put all those factors into the equation, it kind of gives itself in the XYZ, the form factor. And a lot is driven, of course, of the battery. And the typical question we are getting, but you know, technology will become more and more advanced, or potentially should the size be smaller and smaller to some extent. But also then we see that, you know, we are introducing more high resolution screen, more light, more feature, more functionality that just then need more battery. So the battery size is actually increasing while some of the other components potentially will go down. So I think over the last 4 or 5 years, that the size of the watch has on our end and most competitors has been roughly the same. The interesting thing, although, is to say, if you ask the parents and if you ask the kids, it's very often two different answers, because the parents by default will think, well, it should be as small as possible. But if you lay out 3, 4, 5 different watches to the kids, they tend to go toward the one with the most vivid, strong color and doesn't really care that much about the size, actually.
Interesting. And it is a balancing act, I'm sure. So where can people go for more information, Stan?
So definitely check out our website on explora.com. You also find our products on Amazon. And as we recently have announced as well, we have just for the US market been partnering up with both Walmart, Target, and Best Buy as well. So you can also find product information there.
Well, congratulations on the success. It is spelled, for those of you listening, X-P-L-O-R-A. That's how you spell Explora. There's no E in there. Sten Kirkback, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC Skywave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC Skywave SSB. Click on the link at techstination.com.